RTL Original Podcast.
Hello there, and welcome back to Show Tunes, the podcast where we rewind time and press play on some of television's most unforgettable theme tunes. I'm your host, Stephen Stepslow, and today we're slipping on our Ray-Bans, rolling up our pastel sleeves, and stepping into the neon-soaked, synth-drenched world of Miami Vice. That right there, well, that's Jan Hammer's Miami Vice theme, a track so influential it encouraged designer stubble. It did. It also defined an era. The Miami Vice theme wasn't your standard orchestral TV tune of the early 80s. Created by Czech-born composer Jan Hammer, the track broke the mold of the time by using synthesizers, electric drums, and a pulsing, moody atmosphere that was evident throughout the show's stylized crime drama aesthetic, where slow-mos and conveniently stacked fruit carts or cardboard boxes were on every street corner. Hammer was initially brought on to compose incidental music rather than the full score, but when producer Michael Mann, you know, the fella behind Heat, Collateral, The Insider, The Vice Update itself, and The Last of the Mohicans, heard Hammer's initial cues, he knew he had the show's heartbeat. Hammer composed the theme before the pilot was even completed, based solely on Mann's mood boards and rough edits. That's how in sync they were creatively. And get this, Hammer wrote the iconic melody in just 20 minutes, recording the entire demo in his home studio. Talk about lightning in a bottle. The track was officially released as a single in 1985, and it blew up. It hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100, making Jan Hammer only the third artist in history at that time to top the chart with an instrumental tune. The others? Bill Conti with Gonna Fly Now from Rocky, and Vangelis with Chariots of Fire. But Miami Vice wasn't just a music success, it was a cultural explosion. The show brought cinematic visuals, fashion, and music together in a way TV had never seen before. Stars Don Johnson and Philip Michael Thomas were cool incarnate. Armani suits, Ferraris, alligator shoes, and Phil Collins. Music was baked into every aspect of the show. In fact, Miami Vice changed how music was used on television. It treated each episode like a mini movie, with licensed tracks from the likes of Tina Turner, Glenn Frey, and U2. But the theme always brought it home. Check out as well Crockett's theme. It's incredible. Beyond Vice, Jan Hammer continued pushing boundaries. He scored films and composed for other shows, including Chancer in the UK, and worked with artists like Jeff Beck and Carlos Santana. His solo albums often explored the same atmospheric electronic sound that made Miami Vice unforgettable. So what makes the theme a classic, aside from it being featured here, of course? Well, it could be passed off as nostalgia, that is true. But really, it was a jumping-off point for television as a whole. It's innovation. It blended cutting-edge technology with raw emotion and urban grit layered with dreamlike escapism. And even now, 40 years later, when that track plays, you feel something. You're back on Ocean Drive, where there are very expensive steaks, by the way. The sun is setting, the crime's about to hit, and you're ready to go. So here's to Miami Vice and Jan Hammer for showing us that theme tunes don't have to just sit in the background. Thanks for listening to Show Tunes. Be sure to subscribe. And next week, we'll have another slice of classic TV themes for you. Cheers.